APRN's Juneau correspondent Dave Donaldson is keeping tabs on the returns today.
What we know is it is still a toss-up between Lisa Murkowski and Joe Miller. This will definitely be close at the end of today's count. The fact is, though, there are still votes to count on the Kenai, actually quite a few of them. We've only gotten somewhere around 1,500 of them. We were expecting about 5,000 between Kenai and Southeast. No votes yet have been reported from Fairbanks, the interior, and Western Alaska may not even be counted today. So even if Murkowski comes out on top at the end of the day, we're told there are some still 9,000 votes that will be counted on Friday, some more on next Wednesday, and we have no idea where those are from or which primary ballot they will be, whether it'll be the Democratic or the Republican ballots.
Where is Murkowski getting her strongest support?
She saw most of her total increase in the Anchorage House districts, mostly downtown and midtown, pretty much throughout the Anchorage itself area. Miller got a lot of his strength and kept her from getting ahead by taking very comfortably in the Mat-Su. Now, those are the only areas where there has been a complete count so far. These early results show more positive numbers for Murkowski on the Kenai, but that's not complete yet. The same for Southeast. There were only about 700 votes counted so far in Southeast. So, a lot of districts are still pending any recount whatsoever. But it looks like Anchorage has been the best for Murkowski. Mat-Su, the best for Miller.
It's number 9,000. I was talking to Gail Finumi-I this morning, and she was saying more like 7,000. Where are you getting 9,000?
I'm going by the estimate of what was put out, and we do expect to see some more stuff coming in time. So it's still going to be well up into the thousands.
Fairbanks, of course, didn't even get started till about 3 this afternoon, so that's expected to boost Miller a bit. What's going to put the final punctuation mark in this election?
I can't imagine that there will not be a lot of challenges and an obvious recount when all the paperwork's been done by the division. Even if it's not within the 0.5% that it gives them a free recount, I can't see somebody refusing to pay the $15,000 it'll take to do an entire state recount. So I think that we've got a long way to go. Unless one of them is ahead by several thousand votes a week from today, we can go a long time until we have a party nominee. Meanwhile, Democrat Scott McAdams is hitting the road looking for votes. And right now, as numbers look within the realm of possible, it's going to be an interesting fall, isn't it?
APRN's Juneau reporter Dave Donaldson. The vote counting continues on Friday and on September 8th. By state law, the Division of Elections has up to 15 days after the election to review and count absentee and questioned ballots.